Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. Recently, I spoke with Dr. Kishore Sandhu, who works in the ear, nose and throat and head and neck surgery department of the Lausanne University Hospital. Our conversation was about ingested and inhaled objects in children. I started by asking Dr. Sandhu, are there any particular items that you worry more about and why might that be?
So in the category of inhaled foreign bodies, meaning those that are going in the respiratory tract, in children, nuts, so peanuts, cashew nuts are very worrisome. Nuts absorb tissue water, release oil and salt, and this causes severe inflammatory reaction, which in turn further reduces the size of the airways. Larger foreign bodies like toy pieces, pebbles, plastic items can completely occlude the laryngeal inlet or the trachea, and this in turn is going to cause severe acute respiratory distress. Nutshells have sharp edges and may cause more trauma in the airway. And in the ingested category of foreign bodies going in the digestive tract, large foreign bodies like plastic parts of a toy, magnet, button batteries that are found in watches, certain toys, can cause severe chemical reaction and thereby cause caustic lesions.
So an object can either be inhaled into a child's airways or swallowed into their digestive system. If it goes into their digestive system, am I right in thinking that most of the time it passes through and out into their stools without causing any problems?
Well, Michelle, in case of an ingested foreign body, if the object gets through the narrow upper part of the esophagus, it could eventually be expelled out in stools. However, this really depends on the type and the size of the foreign body. Plastic jewelry, sharp and pointed objects can still stick onto the intestines, and careful monitoring of the patient is needed until the foreign body is entirely extruded naturally. However, button battery and magnet ingestion needs emergency removal, and watchful waiting is not advisable. Foreign bodies inhaled in the respiratory tract surely needs an intervention.
So just thinking from the parent's perspective, Dr. Sandhu, what should the parents do if they think that their child has ingested an object, swallowed an object, or inhaled an object?
In case of a witnessed event, or if there is a suspicion of a foreign body ingestion, the parents must go to the hospital. In case of an inhaled foreign body, if the child has respiratory symptoms, it is best to not change the position the child has taken, because they adapt to lie in the most favorable position that helps them to breathe well. The parents must contact emergency services and reach the hospital at the earliest. In case we witness an event of choking due to swallowing of a foreign body, the Heimlich's maneuver can be attempted. And in some cases, if an event has been witnessed and the foreign body is really a large object, opening the mouth and finger extraction can be attempted.
Now, I'm all for prevention is better than cure. What do you think can be done to reduce the chances of this happening for children, of them inhaling or swallowing objects?
I would divide this prevention into two aspects: educating the parents or the society globally, wherein we are talking about a proper dissemination of information regarding high-risk, dangerous food items, attention of the parents during festivities, parties at home, when the child is at home but with an elder sibling, feeding during playing, correct training of the Heimlich's maneuver, and really the role of government in adequate labeling on high-risk, dangerous food items, marking appropriate dimensions of a certain object, and labeling and securing the packaging of toys.
Dr. Kishore Sandhu, thank you so much for this conversation. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.